Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Hey, welcome to another Parents Culture Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. We're going to have some good times this evening, and especially this evening because we're going to have a special guest calling in. And this special guest will be calling in and providing some information, some good information for us all the way through the program. But I can't start the show out without starting out with my favorite song. So I got to give it to my man Keith one time.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Once again, all credits going to my man Keith Wright, attending Harvard University. That little piece was from Keith Wright, attending Harvard University. He titles that piece, The College Experience. And the biggest thing that I got out of that piece for everybody, parents, is that he said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. And let me see if my co-host is on, Mr. Larry Rubama. Larry, are you out there?
Hey, how you doing? Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, you just as well as I had a pretty busy week. We had some things going on. I'm going to let you give a little insight on what you've been doing this week, and then I got a few things I need to share with the audience before we get to our special guest.
Hey, yeah, basically getting ready for high school football season. It's about 3 weeks away. Was out at the passing league yesterday. I got to see some great talent that's coming up in the area, including LaFonte Thorogood, quarterback out of Ocean Lakes High School. I mean, there's going to be some really good talent again, once again, this football season. Bayside was not there. I was hoping to see them. They got some good talent there, but didn't get to see them. I wanted to see Demetrius Nicholson, an incredible defensive back and wide receiver for them. But then, and of course, Oscar Smith looks tough as always. They got a kid playing quarterback who's coming in, taking over for Phillip Sims. But they also have a wide receiver named Quintic Funderburk. We've got over 23 offers right now, caught 10 touchdown passes in 5 different games yesterday. Also had the privilege of covering the Virginia High School League Coach Association All-Star Game, East versus West, and we had a representative, Riante Weber, a kid from Great Bridge High School. He's going to be going to Fork Union for a year and then heading over to Virginia Commonwealth to play basketball up there in Richmond. Didn't get to see Terrell Diggs, little point guard from Churchland. He had an emergency appendix surgery last week. Hope everything's okay with him. And then we saw just some good talent. A young man by the name of Devon Maxwell from Petersburg. He was the high point man, 16 points a game. They blew out the West team by 30 points. And that's a wrap up for this week.
Oh, man. Like I said, you definitely had a busy week. In addition to that, I know we had Under the Radar Camp was going on.
Exactly.
That was out at the Boo Williams Sports Complex out there in Hampton, Virginia. And that's going on the 6th and the 7th. So that had something going on over there for the young men. And there was, I believe there was a couple other events that was going on in the area as well. I know that Under the Radar and somebody had another football camp. I think the Sheriff's Department in the city of Chesapeake had a football camp going on earlier this week as well. So there was many, many things going on out here for the young athletes. We're going to keep on moving along here. And before we bring up our special guest, I know she's standing by waiting for us to bring her in. But one thing I'd like to say, parents, this process will help you get your children ready to move out of your house. No, I'm just kidding. Get your children ready to go on to play at the next level to get to school. Hey, I know that part is the real part that everybody wanted to hear, but more importantly, it's going to get your children ready to move on to going to school. But what I want to say to the parents, especially, parents, you have to understand the process. If you don't understand the process, you'll fall behind. And if when you fall behind, as a result, you end up having to pay for it in the long run. And when I say pay for it, that means money's coming out of your pocket. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to help you out so that way you don't have to pay as much out of your pocket, if anything at all, out of your pocket. So if we can secure that college scholarship, hey, we batting 100%. Mm-hmm. But the guest that we're going to get ready to bring up here, she's been proactive in issues such as supporting not only her young man, but other young men in her area and other young men that attended school and played ball with her young man during the time period that he was coming up and growing up. And parents, listen in, listen real well. And know the information that she's getting ready to pass on to us is definitely worth its weight in gold because she's been through the experience. Currently, her son, and I'll let her say it, but I'm going to say it first. Her son is currently a member of the Houston Rockets, was drafted on the 24th of June by the Houston Rockets. But without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in our special guest, my friend, my girl, T.P.
Hey, Michael. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. I got Larry on with me again.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here with you guys. Hope all is well.
Yes.
I'm glad you decided to call in and make it in on time. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Okay. Just kidding. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Oh, yeah. I know you wasn't. Not at all.
I'm doing really well.
Hopefully that 150 guests that we have calling in as well is sitting out there listening. Hey, call us if at any time you have a question. You have a question or you have something on your mind that you want to share with us or you want to ask a question to our guest, Ms. Patterson, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. I'll say that number again, 646-929-2416. Okay, Ms. Teresa Patterson, just give us a little background on who you are and what's going on with you.
Well, of course, you know I'm Tawana Patterson, mom of Patrick Patterson, who was just drafted by the Houston Rockets at number 14th in the lottery. And we're doing very well. As a matter of fact, he is in Houston. Well, he was earlier. He's on a plane right now on his way to Las Vegas, Nevada, for the NBA Summer League there, which starts tomorrow, 3 o'clock their time and 6 o'clock our time. So as a matter of fact, I am packing now as we speak. My husband Buster and I will be on a plane headed out around 9:30 in the morning, headed to Las Vegas also.
How did I guess that part?
Well, you know, wherever he goes, we go. We have to support him. We love him dearly, and we're always there supporting him and teammates. So this is new to us. I mean, you know, we went through AAU ball with you, Boo Williams, of course, then high school ball and college at UK, and now it's NBA. So this is new to us, so we're going to learn everything we can about it. I talked to Lucille O'Neal at the draft. They had a parents' meeting and dinner, and I met her and as well as Chris Paul's parents and Kevin Durant's mom. So I'm going to hopefully be a part of that and learn all I can about, you know, parents and how the NBA works with, you know, with the guys in the NBA, similar to what we do with the parent seminar at the Top 100 camp. So if you call me back in a couple of months, I might have some new information for you.
Well, we definitely got you coming back on because you and Sir Charles is going to be doing a nice little piece for us later on down the line. So,
yes, I saw that. I'll be happy to work with Charles. You know, it's always good to work with you guys. But my thing is parents need to get more involved with their kids, with their athletes. If you don't have family, if you're a single parent, I suggest you form a network, you know, similar to what you're doing, Michael. You should always get, like, a support group going, and I think that helps. Like, when we were at the parent seminar, I met so many people, you know, and every year that I'm invited back, I meet more and more people. So I've been getting emails about parents saying, hey, I formed a network, you know, which is good for them because if you're a single parent, you need help, and it's a lot of information out there for everybody to share. So I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy to give back to parents. And myself, I'm still learning. I mean, this MBA process, I still have a lot to learn, but it'll be fun. I'm open to new things.
Okay. Definitely. We're all still in that learning process. That's why, parents, if you listen up and have an opportunity, call in. We'll be on the air every Thursday at 9 p.m., and we'll have different subjects, different topics, different conversations going on, and we'll bring in some of those experts to share some of their information and some of their insight with you on how things are done or how things are being done out there in the world. All right? You have something to add to that, Larry?
No, I was going to ask you, you know, I know it's probably been a whirlwind of everything that's been happening in your life. I mean, in the last, you know, last 3 or 4 years, and to, like you said, going from high school to college, from college to the pros. How have you been able to keep yourself stable, grounded, and everything like that, as well as keeping your son humble through the whole thing? Because, you know, when you got people like that coming after you and just doing what they want to do, especially going to Kentucky and then now being in the NBA, how do you keep him humble as well?
I think we put God first in our lives and family first. And everybody treats Patrick, I mean, he's a normal person. He's not treated like a rock star or a movie star. You know, he knows who he is, where he came from, and so do we. So, and, you know, my husband, he's like 20 years retired from the military. He's the disciplinarian, and we ran like a strict household, very disciplined. And Patrick was a good kid, you know, coming up until now. So we never really had any problems with him getting a big head or ego tripping or anything like that. The person you see today is the person he's always been, very humble, you know, very giving and everything. So we're really blessed in that sense. And then we try to give back, you know, to the community, you know, to other kids growing up. You know, Patrick would bring home kids from the YMCA. You know, their parents were working or maybe they just had one parent. And they were home, you know, by themselves, and we just bring them in, feed them. They stay at our house. You know, it's all about giving back, and he's very humble. So we've been really blessed that he is the way he is. So, and, you know, we're still learning as parents ourselves, but we just take it one day at a time.
Oh, okay, if I break in for a second there, Tawana, I have a caller that has a question for you. We'll bring that caller up. Are you still there, caller?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're on the air with the Parents Coaching Parent Network.
Hey, Auntie, how you doing?
Is this Peter?
You know, I follow you wherever you go. I really don't have a question. I do have a question, but it's more of a thank you. But I just want to thank you for being able to balance, you know, keeping the whole family, I mean, everyone involved in everything that's been going on, and you've always made everybody feel like, you know, Patrick's not the only one in the NBA. Every one of us are in the NBA. And I just want to say I love you for that, and you have.
Thank you very much. I love you too. Everyone, this is my nephew, Peter.
Okay. I'll follow everywhere he goes. I got to. And I'm not going to hold y'all up. I just wanted her to know that I will never stop following you, Auntie, because I believe in everything you do and everything you're about. And I just do what you do now. Brush it off, you
Thank
know. Brush
you.
Just wipe your shoulders off. But you
Thank
are
you,
wonderful.
All right.
I love you too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep listening. You guys go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that was a surprise, wasn't it?
That's my nephew. That's my older sister's son. He follows Patrick. He was in New York when we played when we were at UK, and we played UConn there. So he's very good. He's a good kid. Yeah.
I have no problem. Especially with you being his son, I'm quite sure he's a very good young man, without a doubt. Okay.
Thank you. Well, we have a lot of family support. As you know, I'm originally from Washington, D.C., and my husband's family is from Rock Hill, South Carolina. So we have a lot of family support all over the place, and we love it. We love it.
Okay. I see we have another caller out here that has another question or has a hand up. Call us if you have questions, hit the number one button. That'll put your hand up in there. And let me see who we have here. Area code 502. Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hello, is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Oh, that's me. Mrs. P, this is Linda Sinclair from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm on Facebook with you, and I am so happy to be able to hear your voice, finally.
Thank you very much.
I want to reiterate again thanking you for raising such a superhuman being and for being the parents that you were for Patrick and for God giving you Patrick and for God giving you to Patrick. And I want you to know you might have family in New York and Washington, D.C. and Virginia, but don't you forget you have millions of family members in Kentucky and throughout the nation and the nation wearing blue and white.
Go Big Blue, go Cats. That's right.
My question is, are you going to stay in contact with the Big Blue Nation? And how is going to Houston going to change yours and Buster's life?
Wow. I can't even talk. Our plan is to go to the games, but because there are so many games, I know we're not going to be able to make all the games. But we're still going to – that's our priority, to be there for Patrick and support him. First and foremost, we do plan on coming to a couple of games at UK to support the Cats. Also, we're still very much in contact with the Miller family. You got Josh Harrelson and you got Liggins there, John Hood. We haven't met any of the new players yet, but we were invited to go to for Thanksgiving to go to Maui. You know, they're going to Maui. So
You're
we're just
right.
trying to work everything out. Yeah, that was the plan last year. We said we were going to go to Maui, and I thought, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Where's Patrick's going to be? And depending on where he's going to be, because it's like it's Thanksgiving, you know. But the mom in me is saying, oh, it's Thanksgiving. I got to be with my son. But NBA, it's different. So we either going to be in Houston or wherever Patrick is, or we're going to be in Maui. But yeah, we do plan on coming back to some games, and yes, we're still very much supportive of UK and the Big Blue Nation. So we're never changed.
No matter how many years go by, you and Patrick and Buster will always have a home in Lexington.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
We love you guys that much.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. And I'll be in touch with you on Facebook. Thanks for calling in. All right, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was sweet of her.
I'm going to ask you, having people call and, you know, and give the regards about how great your son is, what a job you've done with him, and mm-hmm. and just the continued support. How does that feel? How does it make you feel? Well, let me answer that.
It really feels good. You can't see my face, but I'm smiling. I'm really, really proud of Patrick and all that he's done and all that he continues to do and he hopes to accomplish. And mm-hmm. and I love it that UK and everybody is still supportive of him and still love him because he gets it. He is one player that gets UK basketball, and so do we. So it feels good. It feels good to have people love my son, and he loved them back, and he loves UK. He still talks about UK all the time. Yeah, it feels good.
The other question I had too is because now you know people are going to be coming all out. But how do you know you're dealing with having a son in the NBA? What are some of the best advice people have given you, who you've spoken to about dealing with it?
Right. I've spoken to most of the moms, like Kevin Durant's mom and Chris Paul's parents, and I brought Lucille O'Neal's book, and I'm reading that, and she gave me her card. So she's going to be kind of like a mentor to me, and mm-hmm. all the moms whose sons are in the NBA are going to be like a mentor to me. So because I'm new at this, but it can't be that difficult. You know, I don't think it's that difficult as to what we do with the parent seminar with college kids. So
right,
they're going
right,
to be mentors to me, and I'm learning from them, and they're telling me things already like this, that, you know, have somebody there with Patrick like a personal assistant so he's not alone all the time, you know. The negatives of being in the NBA, there's some negatives of being in there, but I think it's mostly positive. So just keeping him grounded, keeping him in the right situation, on track, on task. You know, and he's a good kid, so I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be okay. But we're very humbled by this experience and still have a lot to learn, too.
But it's definitely fun learning it, isn't it, as you go, right?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, tomorrow will be the first time that we go to a summer league game, so we don't even know what to expect in Las Vegas. So we're going to just, you know, play it by ear and just enjoy it all, enjoy the ride.
Okay, well, does that mean I'm going to expect more pictures on my phone on a regular basis now?
Oh, yeah, okay. I hear where you're coming from now. Okay. I send Michael text messages and pictures of my family because he's my family. Michael's my family. So I'll send him pictures of Buster, pictures of me and Patrick, you know, and he goes, she keeps sending me all these pictures. So, yeah, you're going to get some pictures tomorrow. Yes, you are.
I figured that. At one time, I had more pictures on my phone of her family than I did of my two boys. And I was like,
yes,
okay.
Well, you know me by now.
Well, that's all
you
good.
You know I do that.
Yes.
Yeah. But
that's
we're really excited about this next phase of our lives. We really are. So I will be keeping you in tune to what we go through and what we're doing and everything like that. And I can call Miss Lucille because she's something else. She pulls no punches. When I first met her, I extended my hand like, oh, she's like, oh, no, baby. I hug. We give hugs around here. So she just hugged me. I said, okay, I can do that. But she's a real sweetheart. She really is. She really
okay,
is. But this is exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
I'm quite sure. You know, just thinking about some of the experiences that we have over the last few years at the
mm-hmm.
NBA Players Association parent program, you know, all the
yeah.
different parents that we've met over the years and you know, the guidance and the things that we have shared with them. You know,
yes.
just talk about some of the experience and folks that you ran into or met over the last few years.
Well, as you know, Patrick, 2006, he was invited to the Top 100 camp, and then I was invited to the parent seminar. That's you were there. Yeah, you were there. And from there, we learned so much about networking and giving back to parents and keeping your child eligible from high school so he could go to college, you know, making sure the grades were right, excuse me, making sure he took his ACT test. He was eligible for that, staying out of trouble, you know, and just being eligible to get to the next level. I learned so much through George Johnson and Purvis Short. They run the program that they invite me back every year, as you know, and we help out other parents And it's just a learning experience for other parents. And to be able to network with other parents and, you know, that you meet there and you're friends for life. So it's a great thing. It's a really great thing. That year Patrick went, the team he was on had Jay Lucas, John Lucas' son, and they became really good friends. As a matter of fact, I think Kentucky was one of the schools that Jay was looking at, but then Chubby Smith was there then. Anyway, he met him at the camp, and that year Patrick's team won the championship at the camp, and he earned MVP. And every year after that, I've been invited back and back just to give back what we learned and give back to other parents. So it's really a blessing. And, of course, I was invited back next year, so I assume, Michael, you'll be there helping me, right?
Yes, ma'am. I will be there. I will be there.
Okay.
And, you know, oftentimes what we find with the parents don't realize that they have these athletes that draw this attention. And oftentimes they don't realize that they have to help them stay grounded and, you know, stay focused on what they're really looking at instead of looking at, you know, the picture that they think they see, trying to get a better vision of the true picture and staying grounded, you know, continuing going to school, working towards getting your degree. And on that note, Patrick has made history at the University of Kentucky. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, you are correct.
Oh, okay.
He's gotten his degree in 3 years.
Wow.
Yes, he
three
has.
3 years, which is a first.
He's been working hard. Yes. We're very proud of him for that. We always wanted him to get his degree, and he wanted to do that. And to do it in 3 years is like, it's so special, you know. I really used to feel sorry for him because I'm like, Patrick, do you really want to do this? I mean, you're leaving a game, you're on the bus, you're studying, you know, you're studying before the you're taking notes, you know. It's just like taking extra classes, you know, and studying. But he graduated May 8th, so he's something else. I'm very proud of him, very proud of him. It can be done. It really can be done. I've heard of players getting theirs in 3.5 years, but I haven't heard of them getting it in 3 years.
Getting your degree, period,
is a great.
Exactly. I was going to say, most people I know get degrees in 5, 7, or 10 years, and he's doing it in 3. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's really good. Dropped.
Okay, I got a question for you. When you write the book?
You know what? Somebody asked me that question. I'm like, when I find the time, because I still work. I work for the federal government. I work for the Social Security Administration. So I still have a full-time job. I still travel. I still do seminars. I do public speaking. And I have so many notes, and I'm going to get them all together one of these days, and I'm going
to
write a book. I really am. And I'm
going
to get Michael to add on to that with me, too. That's going to be my next project, I think. I think a book is what everybody needs and wants. Yeah, but taking the time to do that, that's the problem right now. Once everything slows down for me, if at all, then I really would like to do that. So you'll be the first to know, okay?
That's all good. Because, I mean, just all the information that you have, I mean, that's just valuable information that people have to realize that it can happen. You know what I mean? And if you follow a plan, you guys have a plan that you set forth from the very beginning. Following that plan, it enables you to be able to see the rewards that you receive now, you know?
Exactly. I remember when Patrick was young, he was about 2 or 3, and my husband Buster brought him his first basketball set, and he would just shoot the ball. But before that, when Patrick was born, my husband came to the hospital with a basketball and set it on the bed for Patrick and said he was going to introduce Patrick to basketball. And that's kind of like how it all started. When he was 5, he started playing at the Buddy League, YMCA. And then from then on up, he played football. He played soccer. He bowled. He won spelling bees. He was like an all-American kid. He did it all. The only thing he didn't do, he didn't play baseball. He said he didn't want to try baseball, but he was so busy with everything else, you know, spelling bees, and he was on honor roll. We tried to get him in T-ball, but that had closed up. But he did soccer. He loved soccer, and of course, he had to choose in junior high between football and basketball, because when he was on the football team, you know, the guys would try to, like, hurt him so he wouldn't play basketball. So I remember one game he got the wind knocked out of him so bad it scared me. And, you know, that was kind of scary. And I told him, I said, "There, you're going to have to decide because you're going into high school. There has to be either one." And he chose basketball. He had really good hands for football, too. But he chose basketball, and he stuck with it, and it worked out pretty good.
Well, yes, it did.
And just as we're moving along here, and we're about to run out of time, but I think we have another guest that has a question or would just like to speak to Ms. Patterson. Ms. Carter, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
You're on.
Tawana.
Oh, that voice sounds very familiar.
Hey.
Angela.
Hey, Miss T. I don't have a
question.
Hi,
sweetie. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to say publicly how much we love you, Buster Patrick. What a game the NBA has. Just in, not only have they, if Houston have a great basketball player, but such a role model for our kids. Patrick,
thank you, sweetie.
Well, he is just the best. And, you know, the world is a better place because of him and the light that he puts out. You know, we've talked about that candle. And you and Buster are you will be role models for other parents, too. And it's kind of our loss at Kentucky, but it's the world's game.
Oh.
And you all are just, you're tops. You're the best. And
thank you, Angela. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And I know I don't have a lot to do with what this topic is about, but I just wanted to take the opportunity to say that we love you all. Without a doubt, you are Kentucky's first family of basketball, and I think that won't change. And we just wish Patrick and all of you the best that the world has to offer. And so excited for his future. You're
Thank
welcome.
You, sweetie.
Love
okay.
you.
Okay. Love you too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, so much love just
that
pouring in here.
Oh, yeah.
So much love.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Kentucky
friends. Angela almost had me to tears a second ago. I was about to break down. I had to break out my tissue. I was about to go into one.
Oh, she's a sweetie pie.
She had me going there.
She is a sweetie pie. I remember Angela, and it's so funny, when Coach Cal came, that's when I met her. And she camped out just to see Patrick and Coach Cal. And from that day we met her, we've been friends, not only fans but friends. You know, she's like family. And a lot of fans are like friends and family. You know, it's really strange, but they are. They just have so much love for Kentucky and for Patrick and for our family, you know. So we're always going to stay in touch, and we're friends and family. So that was really sweet of her to call in. She has a son named Nick and Marissa. I mean, they were there, and it's just like family, you know. They see Patrick, and Patrick's like, it's just Patrick. It's not like the, you know, the rock star, the basketball player. It's just, oh, that's just Patrick.
Yeah.
But
hey.
And I like to thank all the UK fans and, you know, Big Blue Nation, the Houston fans, you know, everybody from Huntington, D.C., Rock Hill, South Carolina, my brother and sister-in-law, Ginger and Thomas Barr, for being there supporting us, going to the games, road trips. It's been a ride, you know, and it does take a village to raise a kid. So I like to thank everybody for helping support Patrick.
And we like to thank you for calling in this evening. We realize we're about to run out of time here, and I know we're definitely going to have to get you back on because you only touched the tip of the iceberg.
Give me a couple of months when I've kind of like got my feet wet in this NBA league.
Okay, well.
Oh, you know I'm on the end of the month. Am I back with Charles?
Yes,
right?
Yes, we got you back on the end of the month with Sir Charles. That's
Charles
D. Smith, as he told me to say. Charles D. Smith. Okay. All right. And we thank you for calling in this evening, there,
yes,
Ms. Patterson.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yes,
love you guys.
Thank you. And Judge, love you too. You take care now. Be blessed.
Be blessed, too. Thank you. You guys have a good night. And thanks to everybody that called in.
And
okay,
you travel safely.
Uh-huh.
You travel safely.
Yeah.
Okay, and I will talk to you sometime tomorrow. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right.
Good night.
All
okay.
All right, to the rest of the family out there, Parents Coaching Parent Network, I had a few things that I needed to share with you before we close out this session. It was a wonderful session, and all that love poured in for Ms. Tawana Patterson and her family, her son Patrick and her husband Buster, all good friends of mine. But parents, once again, you have to be proactively involved in this process. You have to be proactively involved in the process of your child as your child pursues an athletic scholarship. You know, things that you need to remember for Division I schools currently, your required core classes is 14. But come August 1st of 2013, that required core class amount will raise up to 16. You will require 16 core classes just to qualify for a Division II school. 16 core classes. Again, you have to remember that. Parents, you have to be proactively involved in this process. You know, things that you need to remember, not all your classes that you take to meet the high school graduation requirements are used as core classes. You have some of them electives and all your other little classes. You have to make sure that you check the NCAA's Eligibility Center and make sure that you are on track with the right core classes. Something else that I came across, you know, if you get a B-plus or B or B-minus, it all bounces out to the same thing. 3 points as far as the point percentage that you're going to get is 3 points. So the plus and minuses does not actually affect that grade when they're looking at your GPA. Plus and minuses does not affect that grade. You know, a couple other things I want to bring to you. Effective 1 September of 2010, this year, the increase in price for your standardized testing and your registration for the Eligibility Center is going to go up from $60 to $65. From $60 to $65. If you are a international player, you're going to go up from $85 to $95. This is the registration for the Eligibility Center and registration, your fees for taking your standardized tests. Okay? You know, a couple other quick things that I want to throw at you, parents, and then we're going to close this thing, shut this thing down. You know, a couple of sports that you may not be aware of that are NCAA sanctioned sports is bowling for women. So if you have a son, or if you have a daughter that bowls, and she's in a bowling league because the school doesn't have any bowling programs, she can probably qualify for a scholarship under that bowling program. So that's something that you want to put on the back burner to remember things, what's going on. Other sports that work in towards getting sand volleyball heavily on the scholarship process. They're working on getting equestrian, you know, out there riding the horses in the scholarship process. Rugby and squash, all four young ladies. Rugby and squash. So that's bowling, sand volleyball, equestrian, squash, and rugby. Okay, that's something that you want to remember. If your child's involved in them sports, hey, that may be something you want to pursue as far as an athletic scholarship. If they've become very good at it, been playing it for a number of years, hey, use that to your advantage. Use that to your advantage. Right now, we're still on the air. We have a handful of callers that I know I still have on the line. I will feel very out if I don't bring in our producer and see if he got anything to add to us. John, you still on the line? Let me see if John's out there, Larry.
Okay.
John, you still on the air?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. We figured we'd bring you up and let you add something to the program, too. You got anything to close out with?
Oh, I just wanted to say that the show, everything, it went so well, so much love, and I just thank you for the opportunity just to say hi.
Just to say hi. Okay. Hey, well, we thank you for doing what you do behind the scenes there, sir. And when we get all these bugs worked out, this thing going to be as smooth. I'm going to leave it at that. I ain't going to say nothing else. Larry, you got anything you want to close with there, sir?
Nothing,
nothing else, man. It's just a pleasure and another great show. It was just another good show.
Okay, a pleasure and another great show. Hey, remember, we got the Trenches Football Camp. The Trenches Football Camp coming up July 17th out of Tallwood High School. Trenches Football Camp coming up July 17th, Tallwood High School, Virginia Beach, Virginia. And for more information, you can go to trenchescamp@gmail.com. Trenches, TrenchesCamp@gmail.com. We also have the 3-versus-3 live national qualifier soccer tournament for ages 8 through 19 out at July 17th, and it's going to be somewhere in Chesapeake. I'm not sure exactly where the location is going to be. You got any information on that, Larry?
No, I haven't heard anything about that yet.
Okay. I was on the site, and I seen something pop up and noticed I figured I'd share that with our audience. But that's July 17th. That's a 3-on-3 live national qualifier soccer tournament. If you have any questions or you needed more information on it, you can email me and I can get that information to you. You can email me at pcphr@aol.com. That's pcphr@aol.com. Well, gentlemen, I think we're going to wrap this thing up. We probably got about another 2-3 more minutes before we close out. I think we went well past our little half hour that we initially talked about, and we probably run for a good 45 minutes. So we're just going to go ahead and shut this thing down, wrap it up, and work towards our next session. But, you know, as always, I cannot. You had something, John?
No.
Oh, okay. You had something, Larry?
No, I'm done.
Because, you know, I can't close out without putting my man Keith right on blast once again and let him do his little thing. One time for us, Keith.
And talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
He's making smart cool. That's what he said. He's making smart cool. That's what I want you kids to do out there. Parents, make sure your kids understand. They can make smart cool. That's from the Parents Culture Parent Network. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. We'll have somebody up from the NCAA, so hope to see you there. Have a good evening.